a good place to start might be to ask both of you, what is the appeal of the idea of sight as a means to make art? And as a follow-up to that, what draws you to, is it something that draws you to a particular sight that makes it especially seductive? So perhaps you could talk a little bit about the sight that you've been engaged
in. Yeah, well, I think for me, working as a kind of site-specific artist, I'm drawn to try and situate myself within the world and try to understand my position within the world and come to terms with what's going on around me, so the objects and kind of society today and waste and things. So my sight is actually kind of challenging the notion of sight, as it's a kind of portable object which I shipped over from Norway, and it's a kind of industrial ruin from the 1900s. And I was kind of drawn to this really obscure looking object that kind of had a history, but an unknown history, and seemed to somehow embody this idea of post-industry being this kind of this rejected object, and it's not kind of deemed worthy enough or interesting enough to be archived or to be studied. So I felt as though I needed to give this thing a kind of platform to be understood and to kind of build up a relationship with it, to understand how we might come to terms with these things which are kind of outcasts or kind of...
So there's an interest in obsolescence.
Yeah, definitely.
Things that
yeah.
get kind of left behind, discarded.
Yeah.
And how that might elicit some kind of knowledge that
yeah.
you draw from that.
Yeah, and kind of we've had discussions about not wanting to be an archaeologist or not wanting to be a scientist, but use a different type of knowledge, a kind of haptic kind of base knowledge, and somehow use what we have as hands and eyes and draw from this a kind of elemental knowledge, yeah.
And Bridget, would you like to?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose you use the word site-specific, and I kind of feel that I don't think I work in a site-specific way, because I'm not working on the site, but I'm drawing inspiration from a site. So at the moment I'm working with another group of artists considering a nuclear power station that's about to be decommissioned. So it's an extremely loaded site. And although one of the artists is potentially going to work site-specifically, and he's going to put on an event at the nuclear power station when it at the time when it actually sort of powers down for the last time, I'm more interested in the implications of the site, of how the site kind of radiates beyond the radiates. how it affects people beyond its actual location. So I have been considering the site in relation to its history and the time that it's been there. And I've been trying to look at not actually the building and what it's composed of, but the landscape around it, and kind of imagining the trees that were planted to kind of soften its profile and almost kind of disguise it to make it look kind of friendly sort of building. I've been thinking of them as kind of like witnesses to this, the life of this building, the life of this industry. And I've also been thinking about the longer term implications of the waste that leaves that site, and looking at how we're, as a kind of global society, how we're trying to deal with making that waste safe.
So there's an interesting distinction here between Olivia talking about obsolescence and kind of excavating some kind of artifact, and then you're more talking about some sort of living presence, the site, something with an ongoing implication for No.
Yes. Although it's kind of in this weird phase where, I mean, it's about, I suppose you could say it's about to become a post-industrial site because its function will stop in at the end of December. It will stop, it will cease to generate power. But it still lives on. It still has an effect, a massive sort of effect on where the, you know, the place where the waste goes, and you know, far into the future.
Yeah, I was just going to say that even though I'm dealing with obsolescence, that's not to say that these objects become static. I'm really interested in being kind of these rejected entities in flux. So this kind of notion of conitus, which is that objects have their own kind of power or their own kind of impetus for movement. So I look at them as not things in stasis, but of dynamism. Yeah.